promise to provide satisfaction for its clients, although some of them, it must be said, could never be satisfied. And here she was, too, somewhere in her late 30s, which, as far as she was concerned, was the very finest age to be. Here she was, with the house in Zebra Drive and two orphan children, a boy and a girl, bringing life and chatter into the home. These were blessings with which anybody should be content. With these things in one's life, one might well say that nothing more was needed. But there was more. Some time ago, Maru Motswe had become engaged to Mr. J.L.B. Matekoni, proprietor of Tlokweng Road Speedy Motors, and by all accounts, the finest mechanic in Botswana, a kind man and a gentle one. Maramotswe had been married once before, and the experience had been disastrous. Note Makuti, the smartly dressed jazz trumpeter, might have been a young girl's dream, but he soon turned out to be a wife's nightmare. There had been a daily diet of cruelty, of hurt given out like a ration, and when, after her fretful pregnancy, their tiny premature baby had died in her arms so few hours after it had struggled into life, Note had been off drinking in a shebeen somewhere. He had not even come to say goodbye to the little scrap of humanity that had meant so much to her and so little to him. When at last she left Note, Mara Motswe would never forget how her father, Obed Ramotswe, whom even today she called the daddy, had welcomed her back and had said nothing about her husband, not once saying, "I knew this would happen." And from that time, she had decided that she would never again marry unless, and this was surely impossible, she met a man who could live up to the memory of the late daddy, that fine man whom everybody respected for his knowledge of cattle and for his understanding of the old Botswana ways. Naturally, there had been offers. Her old friend Hector Mapondize had regularly asked her to marry him, and he had always taken her refusals in good spirit, as befitted a man of his status. He was a cousin of a prominent chief. He would have made a perfectly good husband, but the problem was that he was rather dull, and try as she might, Mara Motswe could scarcely prevent herself from nodding off in his company. It would be very difficult being married to him. Mara Motswe enjoyed life too much to want to sleep through it. Whenever she saw Hector Mapondize driving past in his large green car or walking to the post office to collect his mail, she remembered the occasion on which he had taken her to lunch at the President Hotel and she had fallen asleep at the table halfway through the meal. It had given a new meaning, she reflected, to the expression sleeping with a man. She had woken, slumped back in her chair, to see him staring at her, still talking in his low voice about some difficulty he was having with one of the machines at his factory.
"Corrugated iron is not easy to handle," he was saying. "You need very special machines to push the iron into that shape. Do you know that, Mara Motswe? Do you know why corrugated iron is the shape it is?"
Mara Motswe had not thought about this. Corrugated iron was widely used for roofing. Was it then something to do with providing ridges for the rain to run off? But why would that be necessary in a dry country like Botswana? There must be some other reason, although it was not immediately apparent to her. The thought of it, however, made her feel drowsy again, and she struggled to keep her eyes open. No, Hector Mapondize was a worthy man, but far too dull. He should seek out a dull woman, of whom there were legions throughout the country, women who were slow-moving and not very exciting, and he should marry one of these bovine ladies. But the problem was that dull men often had no interest in such women and fell for people like Ma Ramotswe. That was the trouble with people in general. They were surprisingly unrealistic in their expectations. Ma Ramotswe smiled at the thought, remembering how, as a young woman, she had had a very tall friend who had been loved by an extremely short man. The short man looked up at the face of his beloved, from almost below her waist,